The morning began with a traditional visitation at 9 a.m. sharp. Jane Byrne lay peacefully inside an open casket. The sun snuck in through the ornate stained glass windows and made her blonde hair shine. For the most part, the mood was more jovial than somber. Old friends and colleagues greeted each other in more of the manner of a holiday party. Many, like Angel Correa, sported Byrne's old campaign buttons. Correa says he campaigned hard for Byrne back in the early 80s, even as he clocked hours as a circulation manager at the Chicago Tribune.
And I'll tell you one thing. I used to take her literature and actually stuff it in the Tribune papers. If they would have found that out, I probably would have got canned.
Correa later went on to serve as the deputy commissioner of neighborhoods for Mayor Byrne.
Believe me when I tell you, a very feisty lady, very bossy, but a very, very good, warm person with a good heart.
And that feistiness was a constant theme throughout the funeral mass.
I remember walking into a room one day. She was peering out her window to the east.
Monsignor Kenneth Velo, Byrne's longtime friend, celebrated the mass.
She didn't know I was there. I said, Jane. She looked back and said, you scared the hell out of me.
Velo spoke in his homily both of Byrne's accomplishments, like her work on the museum campus and neighborhood festivals, and how welcoming she was to the gay community. But he also spoke of her trials, like the death of her first husband soon after the birth of their only child, Kathy.
Was she perfect? No, no. Are you? Am I? Did she have faults? Sure. Don't you? Don't I? But she loved the city of Chicago, and she was proud that she was the mayor of the city of Chicago.
Velo says Byrne also proudly planned this mass. Her great-grandnieces read the petitions and prayers.
That the arts, festivals, and beauty continue to flourish and inspire the citizens of Chicago and the world. We pray to the Lord.
And her only grandson, Willie, read one of her favorite quotes from Senator Robert Kennedy.
Each time a man stands for an ideal, or acts to improve the lot of others, or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope.
But some of the deepest emotion, reflection, and admiration came from Byrne's daughter, Kathy.
When something real happened, my mother was a dragon-slaying, problem-solving, 24/7 guardian angel.
Byrne says she often thinks about how life would have been if her dad had survived. She says her mom would have likely lived as a socialite on the North Shore. But instead, Byrne says her mom had to fight for her independence. Back then, women weren't allowed to have their own credit accounts. And when her dad died, Byrne says her mom had to fight tooth and nail at Saks Fifth Avenue to get that credit back. A hurtful and humiliating experience that came back to Byrne when she lived in Chicago's housing projects.
When my mom spoke to the mothers in Cabrini, and she heard how some of the merchants in the area refused their food stamps and called them names, called them worthless, did this in front of their children, my mother could share what they felt.
And Byrne says her mother loved every minute of her time as mayor.
My mother was a great lady, and I will never know anyone like her again.
As Byrne's family carried her casket into the brisk Chicago winds, another fitting but unplanned theme appeared: snow. It was a snowfall in 1979 that swept Mayor Byrne into office. So it only seemed fitting that snowflakes fell softly on the Chicago flag that covered her coffin. I'm Lauren Chulgen.